You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. This part right here is where I just sit and talk with somebody on the show. If you didn't listen last weekend, then and this is your first time listening, since we've kind of changed things up, let me just remind y'all. The best bits is now in two parts. Part one is where I just sit and talk with somebody. There's no bits. We break down the bits of the week, but the bits don't get played. Now, part two is just the bits. So if you missed anything on the show, especially the top bits of the week, that's where you want to listen to. So there's part one and part two. I think you should listen to both because it never hurts to hear things twice. But if you just are here for the conversations, then you are listening to the right one right now. And this weekend, I'm super excited because I got my girl, Abby, on with me. What up?
Hello. What's up?
Are you I'm so excited?
Yes.
We got a lot to talk about. It's been a minute since you've been on.
It has been.
I know. Minute. I mean, you've talked about the boyfriend a little bit, so we got to explore that a little. Not much, because you and I are both keeping our personal lives very private.
Yes. I'm listening to you. You gave me the advice.
You're following in the footsteps.
I'm like, I'm going to take that advice. I trust you.
It's very fair. I've learned a lot of things in my almost 5 years on the show.
I'm sure.
And we also got to talk about you being down in Strawberry Festival and performing for that. We both went to the Morgan Wallen concert in Nashville. I mean, just a lot here.
A lot.
So we're just going to go ahead and get into it, because this is no longer just the best bits as it used to be, as you knew the last time it was on. So we're still going to break down the bits. Coming in at number seven, we had Raymundo having an awkward listener encounter that may cause him to leave a bank because he was so uncomfortable. I don't know that this would cause me that, but I want to know, Abby, like, the cool thing about the show is we have such an awesome listener following. They're so passionate and they're so excited about things, and they're generally so kind.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of listener interactions have you had since, like, being on the show? You've been on the show for how long now?
2 years.
So 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've at least had to have one.
Yeah.
Especially doing, like, the Bobby Festival, and then you did the Strawberry Festival. So you got any stories?
Okay. So one, I was in California visiting my uncle in Laguna Beach, and I was just walking with a hat on, my sunglasses. I looked really bad. It was just like a morning walk, and I was with my family, and someone came up to me and they were like, "Are you Abby?" And I was like, "What? Yes."
Had you, like posted on social media?
Okay, I did. I was there, but I couldn't believe that someone would, like, recognize me. And then my whole family got to see, and they were like, "What is happening?" I was like, "This has never happened." That was the first time that it actually happened, and I wasn't even, like, in Nashville. I was in California, so that was wild.
And that was the first time.
Yeah, that was the first one. I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
How it is a weird experience to happen the first time, right? Like, you're like, "Why? Why does anybody care about me or what I have to say?"
Right.
It's almost that. Yeah. That's like how it feels.
It does. Yeah.
But it's also like a really cool feeling. You're like, wow, I like impacted enough for you to want to say hi to me.
I know. And she's like, I didn't want to like bother you. And I was like, no, this is awesome. Like, please come say hi. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. It was really cool.
Yes. Love that. Okay.
Yeah. And then when I was coming back from Strawberry Festival, like someone yelled across the airport. I'm not even kidding. I was walking and they were like, Abby, I love your national anthem. And I was like, that's so nice.
Oh.
It wasn't like too far away where like everybody looked, but it was like, she was like right there. And then I went over to her and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Once again, I'm in a mask. I was like, how are you recognizing me? You
yes. I think it does help a little bit when they know where we are, or if we're posting where we were at or where mm-hmm. we're going.
Yeah.
I think that does help a little bit.
That's true. I don't know if I had posted yet. I don't think. No, I didn't. Mm. Yeah, so.
But you were in Strawberry Festival, so yes. There was a chance that it could be you that you were at the airport,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if I see a celebrity out in the public, and I'm not a celebrity, Abby's might. I mean, she's her national anthem is climbing up the
That's
charts.
Funny. I'm not at all, but okay.
You know what I mean? But like when I see what I think is a celebrity out, the first thing I do is like check to even see if they're in that realm of possibility. Like, are right. they in Nashville? Why would they be in Nashville?
Uh-huh.
If there's any like reports of them in Nashville.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, that was likely them. Or I'm like, oh, it wasn't them. I'm stupid.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So they're probably doing the same thing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Okay. So airport, we got California.
Yeah.
Any other stories?
I'm trying to think. I guess just when I like outside of like the little trailer deal at Strawberry Fest, like people were waiting and I came out and they were like, Abby, you know, like I was mm-hmm. some, and I'm like, why do you want to see me? Hi guys. But I didn't really know what to do. So they've all been like really awesome. Like,
so
really
you haven't
nice.
Had nothing, any awkward encounters?
Nothing awkward. No, I don't
well,
think
that's
so.
That's good.
Actually, there was one more. It wasn't really awkward, but I was just shopping in Nashville and I was walking and I looked so bad. I remember this day too. I was like, I really hope I don't see anyone when I leave my house today. And this girl came over and she was like, can I get a selfie with you? I really want to. And like, she just took it. And I was like, oh man, I looked so good in that. But other than that.
Yeah, it is like, a ooh, new level ooh. Of making sure you never leave the house, at least in somewhat approachable wear.
Yes.
If that's the right way to say that.
No,
yeah,
like, I know exactly what you mean.
That I don't like that level of things, but I got Pat. That happened to me like where I cared. And then I just started to get to the point where I'm like, I just have to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are going to catch me when I look like crap, then that's just what it's going to be.
You never look like crap.
Same thing about you, but you're still saying it.
I know, but I really did. I was not feeling myself that day, but.
No, that's fair. I mean, over the course of 5 years, it's been all across the board. I mean, I've had people recognize me because of Remy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remy's like the recognizable factor when we were like, when she used to be able to fly with me on airplanes and they'd see her, they'd be like, oh my gosh, that's Morgan. Because that's Remy. I loved that. I loved that people recognized me because of Remy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had recently this happened. A listener gave me, I call it a love note because it was so sweet. But I went to the physical therapist and she worked there and she gave me a note. She just passed it. She didn't really make a big deal. She just passed me like a note, like we were in class.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I had shared it on my Instagram story, but it was just like sweet. Like, thank you for everything you're doing with Remy. Thanks for bringing awareness to mental health. Like, what you're doing matters. Like, I just love what you're doing.
Yes, that means so much mm-hmm. when you get something like that.
And I got to keep it. Like, I got to have that note forever. And if I ever feel down on what I'm doing or if I'm like, gosh, is it worth it? You know, I can look at that note and be like, okay, this makes sense.
I know.
Yeah.
I
so
love
got
that.
A little like love school note. And it was so cute.
Yeah.
She was so sweet about it too. And it was funny because I hadn't gotten to read the note she had wrote me until after PT, until I was in the car and I was headed back to my house. And she did laser therapy on me too as well. So she knew the whole time that this like note was in my backpack, but she didn't know if I read it or whatever. So yeah, a little weird in a sense because you're like, oh, you're working on my foot. I got problems going on. But it was so sweet. So I was like, oh no, it was all worth it.
Are there any awkward ones you can think of?
Not awkward, but I'll say the most uncomfortable. Like if I haven't been going out, this is pre-pandemic when I used to go out all the time, right? And it was a thing that I was out and people would try and come and meet up with me because we'd always talk about me going to take shots and do all these things,
right? Yeah.
And we were out in Midtown in Nashville and I'm pretty sure this sweet girl was just drunk, right? And we're literally like across the street and all of a sudden somebody's like, Morgan! Morgan! And it's yelling. And I'm like, oh, sweet.
Oh, no.
Baby, this cannot be good.
But she never came up to me. She just kept yelling at me and then kept running in the other direction. And I was like, well, that's an interesting way of saying hello.
Yeah, what do? You just wave?
The worst, I will say, though, and I know it's really hard because people get nervous. And the fact that anybody would get nervous with me is mind-blowing to me. I still don't think that should be a thing. But I know that I get nervous if I see somebody famous. So I get that that could happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, people love to yell at me when they see me and then they don't say anything else. It's just like, Morgan. And I'm like, hi, yes, hello. And then I have to be the one to be like, are you a listener? What's your name? Instead of just being like coming up to me like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I listen to the show, like whatever.
Just like a normal conversation.
Yes, I get yelled at often. Okay.
Then you don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hi. I'm like waving and I feel uncomfortable because somebody's yelling at me.
Yeah.
So if you ever see me, I would love for people to come up to me.
Just say hi.
But don't yell at me.
Don't yell. It's scary.
I mean, if you need to yell at me to get my attention, but then like come over and proceed with the conversation.
I wonder why. Yeah.
I don't know. I think she was having a great day in Midtown. I think she was with a bachelorette party too. So I think she was really having a good time.
Yeah.
But I will never forget it because she was just literally yelled my name, waved, and then kept running.
And you're like,
I was like, well, okay, there's that. And I was with a bunch of my friends and they were like, what just happened? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't even know.
This isn't, that's not normal for me.
Well, I think it's cute. Sometimes when people call in, like, they're like, is this Abby? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous to talk to you right now. I'm like, why? Do not be nervous. I'm like, you do not have to be nervous at all.
I know.
I'm just a normal person.
Exactly.
Like, what?
That's the biggest key here is we're very normal.
Yes.
And we love, you know what? Even better too. There was a girl that went up to me on Broadway on my birthday when I did went out. You were out with us for a little bit and then you left.
I did?
Yes, you went home.
Hey, but I feel like I, you know.
You hung a little bit.
I did a little.
Not very much, but a little.
I couldn't keep up. I'm just
But it started like pouring down rain as we were walking to one of the bars on Broadway. So I like went into this random bar on Broadway that I never go in, right? And as I'm walking in, I'm with my boyfriend and this listener's coming out and she's like, oh my God. But it was her boyfriend. And he's like, oh my gosh, she's such a huge fan. It's her birthday. And I was like, sweet, let's go take a shot. And I bought her a shot. And we had a shot together on our birthdays. See, you never know what's going to happen.
I know. Like, so. It's fun. And that's what I love about, I mean, everybody on the show, I feel like is very down to earth.
Yes.
You know, like the guys and you.
You can go up and say hi to any of us. And we'd be like, this is awesome.
I know.
Just don't yell at us.
Yeah, don't yell. Please.
I don't feel like I need to be getting punished for existing.
I know. Just treat us normal, you know, if we have a normal human conversation, it's all good.
Yes. No, they're so fun. They're fun encounters. It's all, every time it happens, I'm like, this is so cool. It makes me feel really cool to be a part of something so special.
Me too. Because I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I mean,
why do you care about me?
Why? Yeah. It's really sweet. It's very flattering.
I know.
Thank
you. What about Strawberry Festival? You were just down there with the Raging Idiots and you performed.
Oh my gosh.
What'll happen?
So fun.
We didn't talk about it too much on the show. We talked about it a little bit.
I know. So we got there. We had sound check shortly before it. It was like a quick trip, you know, got there. And then I left the next day because my family came. Like my parents came and then my boyfriend came.
Yeah.
And his mom. So
there's a whole support system out there in the crowd for you.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Okay, so did you go the night before or did you go
the day of? Yeah.
Flew out Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Got there. We did sound check at 3:30. Or no, it was 1:30 and then the show was at 3:30. So it was very fast.
And what did you perform with them? What happened?
So before I did the national anthem, because you know that was the whole
thing
on the show.
So to introduce the Raging Idiots, the national anthem happened.
Yes. So the local radio guy kind of introduced me, and this was very interesting because it was all kind of like I didn't know who I was going to introduce. I didn't know if it was Kanan Cox I was introducing or Raging Idiots. And that was like 2 seconds before I was going on. I was like, I need to know who I'm introing. Like, because I think they switched it last minute. And I was like, I don't want to be like, here is Kanan. And he's not there. It's actually them. And so I was kind of talking over on this end. And then I hear the radio guy go, here is Abby. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what he just said. I don't know if he said she's doing the national anthem or if I intro myself. And I walk out and everybody's sitting. And you know, for the national anthem, you're supposed to stand, like remove your hats and everything.
Yes.
And I've never done that. So I didn't want to be like, okay, please rise for the national anthem that I'm going to sing. okay, here we go. So yeah. I just started singing because I didn't know if he said and they were going to start standing. I don't know. So I just started singing.
As you started singing, did people start
singing? People stood
up?
Like immediately. Okay. I mean, they were like, boom, hats off.
Well, it sounds like cool. He didn't say it either because otherwise they would have been ready for that.
Yeah. So I think he forgot or something because, yes. So I was like, I thought I was picturing him going to intro me and say,
yeah, like,
she's
please
doing
rise
the
for the
anthem.
National anthem. Here is Abby Anderson to sing the song.
Right. Because that's basically just what it was. And then I was done. And then I did like an intro. And then after that, I was supposed to intro Bobby and Eddie and the Raging Idiots. And I went Eddie and Bobby and the Raging Idiots. I did Eddie first. And it was bad. And I said, I mean, Bobby and Eddie and the Raging Idiots.
It's all right. Yeah, it sounds like there's chaos. There's always chaos behind the scenes at events in general. Mm-hmm. Like there's always just like last minute things that pop up and communication is hard, man. People do not like to communicate often.
I know. I mean, things just switch, you know, sometimes. That's just how it is with live.
Yeah, and it takes a lot as far as like hosting, introing, all of that stuff to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm just going to wing it and figure it out.
Because you did that. Did you talk about it on the last podcast?
Like the masquerade
hosting?
I haven't talked about
it. Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, after Strawberry Fest. We're still getting the Strawberry Fest breakdown.
Yes. So after that, I mean, I went out. They played probably like 7 or so songs. And then I came out and did Heads Carolina. Tales California by Jody Messina. I love that one. And it was fun. This crowd was, because I did Bobby Fest, you know, in Wichita, and it was at night, and there was alcohol. At Strawberry Festival, there's no alcohol allowed.
Oh, so you had a sober crowd.
Yeah, sober during the day. So they were very chill, just kind of sitting, wanting to watch. And I'm like, I wanted them on their feet, you know, and a lot of people didn't want to stand. I mean, they did, though, because I was like, hey, you guys want to get on your feet for this?
Well, at least you were, like, interacting with the crowd.
Yeah, because I'm
like,
did
you feel good about it, mm-hmm. like, after the fact?
Yeah.
That's what matters.
I haven't watched a video though.
Do you have a video of it?
I do.
Okay.
My mom got one, but I haven't watched it. I don't know why. I'm just like,
did
I'm
it
nervous.
Feel good to have like your support system out in the crowd too?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's huge.
I know. It was so fun. It was great.
And then y'all flew out after and that's that.
Yeah. Well, we stayed the night. We watched KU play. I hung out with my parents and then boyfriend, his mom. We all got together and like hung out. It was really fun.
How did that go? Was it good?
Yes. That was the first time they had met.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Well, my parents had met him, but they hadn't met his mom.
And this was your first time meeting his mom, right?
Yeah, so they were all hanging out in the stands and in the crowd, walking around before I even met her, his mom. And I was nervous about that, too. There was just a lot going, like, I was very nervous going down there.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
But I also feel like as an adult, like, things are just different when you're dating as an adult. Yeah. Like, before when you're in high school, you're like, oh, the parents meeting, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
When you're an adult, you're in your 30s, late 20s, whatever, you're like, whatever's going to happen is going to fall out of the order that it's supposed to happen, and I don't care.
I thought it was fine, but until Lunchbox was freaking out back, like, he freaked out like that was, he's never heard of that in his life.
Listen.
He's like, oh my gosh.
You're so much better off to have a situation where they know each other and get along in case this relationship progresses to a very serious moment or, you know, whatever. And I don't see why it's a big deal, but we were all sitting in the green room when they freaked out about his mom coming. And I was like, I think it's awesome.
I know.
I wouldn't want to go somewhere by myself, especially if you're going to be busy 99% of the time.
Exactly. And that's how it was. When I first was asked to go, I was like, look, this is a work trip. Because it really was. It was like for work and I was not going to have much time to hang out with anyone. So I was like, you don't have to go. If you want to, you can. But like, I'm probably going to be busy. I don't know. I don't want you to have to be bored or sit there and not have anyone with you. And then after I hadn't seen him for a few weeks, he was like, no, I want to support you. And then his mom, I mean, it was expensive to fly down there.
Well, and I love that, though. I mean, there's some, you guys have your long distance relationship. So you, one, I love that he's supporting you and all of your ventures that you pursue, which is really cool.
I know, that was very sweet.
And two, like long distance is tough.
Yes.
So like, how has that been for you guys as far as, you know, just, do you feel good about it? Do you get sad?
It's
that
very
like
sad.
For you?
I mean, we FaceTime like every day, so that makes it a lot easier or talk on the phone. But it's very hard. Like when you see them and then you're like, oh, I probably won't see you for another like 2 weeks, you know, because I mean, it's expensive to fly back and forth. Mm-hmm.
And
you
Wichita,
know.
Well, around Wichita is not an easy drive. It's about 12 hours from here.
Exactly. I wish I could just jump in a car And then we, you know, you even mentioned like meeting halfway, but then you get a hotel and it's expensive. Like there's just a lot, but it's like, it's very hard. I didn't know it was this hard. I've never had a long distance relationship and it's very difficult.
This is your first long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Never any of your past relationships, even a little bit of long distance or anything like that?
No. They've always been like in the same city. So.
Well, at least the good thing for y'all is that it's at a more mature state. I do feel like long distance relationships, most of the time when they happen, are high school and college or college to college. And sometimes as you get older, after you've maybe been in a long term relationship and somebody gets a new job. But I do feel like, you know, we've seen Mike D and Kelsey who were long distance at first and they got married and everything was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have great experiences with long distance relationships. So that's why I refuse to give advice, because I think you're better off to hear it from somebody that it worked out with, you know?
Yeah.
Until you get to the point where maybe you want to hear that, but I don't know why anybody would want to hear the other side of that.
I know. Yeah, I don't want to.
Because the best way to get through it and the best way to be a part of something like that is to constantly think positive things about it. I will say, just the idea of getting to know that this is going to end at some point helps the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so hard for y'all because you guys met and it was so great and you ended up dating. But like at this moment in time, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys don't have an end date, right? To long distance.
He kind of has mentioned a date. Like he was like, we'll reconvene in the future.
Yeah. Some, well, you know, there's a hope, right?
Yes,
like if this continues any further, we'll see what that looks like.
Uh-huh. I think a big part of it though is, well, like two big parts is trust and communication. Like you have to trust, like, I'm in Nashville. I just went, you know, to a concert. Like I'm around people all the time. There's temptations everywhere if you know.
Yeah.
In relationships, and you just have to trust.
Yeah, that was, oh my gosh, that's such a good point, because trusting, going from a really, really toxic relationship to a healthy one, trust was hard for me. Because, but something my mom told me always stuck with me, and this will help you too. She was like, you can't change what somebody is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You can't do anything about it. You can be as toxic as possible to somebody and you can control every move they make, but you cannot change it. It's going to happen whether you are there, whether you're not there, whether you try and make it stop at any point in time. It is going to happen if it's supposed to, or that's who they are.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that never really sank with me until my current relationship, where I was like, it's not worth my energy to worry about that.
Exactly. It's really not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't worry at all. I'm just like, I know what we have is good and neither of us are going to do anything to mess it up. Like, that would be so stupid.
Did you ever in like your past relationships ever struggle with trust at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is big for you to be putting in a lot of trust with him.
It is.
In this situation.
Yeah. And I'm already an anxious overthinker all the time. So I'm very proud that I'm actually not. This time I'm just like, you can't live like that. You can't live worrying what could happen. Like, that it's wasted energy, you know?
Do you feel like too, because it feels like this healthy situation, that helps change that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Like, it just feels right. Like, in your gut, you know? Like, trust your gut. I've never, like, believed that more than when you just, like, feel, like, settled and right. Like, there's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And so you shouldn't, you know, and if you do feel something, that's probably, like, a red flag.
Yes.
And, you know? And I know you always said stuff about red flags, and I'd try to, like, ignore them. Be like, oh, no, it'll get better. This is, like, in the past, I'm saying. Not with this. And I'm just like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. It'll get better. No, it doesn't get better.
No.
It gets like worse.
Yeah. We talked about like you and I specifically have had the conversation of green flag, yellow flag, red flag.
Yeah.
I still call it the white flag because I like white. I don't know why. I just like white flag in the middle. But like, you know, green flags, obviously it's great. White flag means, hey, proceed with caution. Green, go for it. It's great. That's a great thing about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are great things to learn. But when you are in love and those parts of your brain are stimulated in that sense, it is very hard to see flags clearly. It's hard.
Yes.
Until you're in a different place in your life and you're like, okay, I see this clearly. I'm running away.
Right.
And my therapist too, like she's talked to me about the gut feeling. That gut feeling is so real. She's like, if you ever have to make this really big decision and something, she's like, literally center yourself so much that like you feel so centered in who you are that when you're making that decision or hearing a situation, you can literally connect to your body to feel what your gut is feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on the fence about something. She's like, sit there, connect with it, and feel it. Your body is literally going to tell you what you should do.
Yes. No, that's so true.
And it's always right because it's your body.
Yes.
At least it's always right in the sense of what's going to be the best for you.
Uh-huh.
So the gut feeling thing, so real.
It is very, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hindsight's always 20/20, right? So like you'll see the gut feelings all along the way in a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But spotting and feeling them in current and moving forward is very difficult.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you have any red flags in this relationship.
Mm-mm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And like, because I know what I'm worth and what I deserve. And I think that's what I had issues with in the past because it happened so much where guys weren't that great. And I was like, oh, I guess this is just how it is. This is just how guys are. They're not very nice. I don't know.
You know, people have not been very nice lately in the dating world. So I think that's a fair assumption though.
Yeah.
Women and men. Uh-huh. It's not been a pretty dating world for people lately.
It really hasn't. Just like ghosting, just stuff that makes you not feel good. Like mm-hmm. that doesn't make a girl feel good or a guy to just ghost them. Like honesty is the best. And so I don't have that right now. And I'm like, okay, it's nice. And
I just feel very
happy.
That's
how it should be. Like it's just.
You feel at
peace.
My
life. Yeah. Like I feel like I can live my life. He can live his. And then when we're together, it's fun. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll see.
Well, that's the latest relationship I've
had.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a lot. I feel like, wow.
No, it was a good one though. And it's also still private. You know, I think mm-hmm. that's important for both of us. People keep asking like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to reveal it? And like, there's part of me that wants to, there's so much a part of me that wants to share pictures and things that I've taken because there's so many good ones, but on so many levels. And we talked about this too. Like I was like, there's so many different phases of this. People can take narratives and switch it however they want. People can do things with the face of somebody and their name. And there's just so much protection level that goes into having a partner. And I literally learned the hard way with my last one. Granted, there was 28,000 more problems than just that.
Oh,
but that was a huge issue. And I was like, I will never do that again in that sense.
Yeah.
And he, like, the crazy thing, too, is I have a partner who's very secure. He's very confident in himself. That's not an issue. Trolls and stuff on the internet aren't the issue. It's just this protection level that I just want to save him from pointless things that shouldn't happen anyways, but
yes.
They're going to happen because when you put people out there and they go in the public eye, people like to have their own opinions and they like to force it on other people. And I'm not about that for him.
Right.
I may have to take that on, but like I chose that.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, you know, if that ever happens, like later on down the line, I may show some photos and just continue to not like tag him or whatever. But
that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, I've seen a few. I've seen a few pop up on your Insta. But yeah, you haven't tagged him or anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to tag him.
Yeah. It's a tricky situation for sure. But it's an important one to consider when your heart is on the line.
Because you just
don't realize it.
Yeah, you just don't want outside noise coming in. Like, you know, we know living in it what it's like, but people outside, they can turn anything and
mm-hmm.
try to
and
ruin
outside
it.
Outside noise, as much as you are really good at not letting it affect you, will always at some point have an impact.
Oh, yeah.
you can try as hard as you want. It's going to find a way to impact you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. So I think it's good that you're doing it this way and you're doing it in your own way. I think that you found what works for you,
mm-hmm.
sharing photos here and then.
Yeah.
And still keeping it private.
Exactly.
So I think that's a good thing.
I mean, you have a lot more followers on Instagram. So if I had that many, I would probably be the same way. But I'm like, meh, it's okay.
No, you still have a lot though. You got like 22,000, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Hey.
That's a lot. 22,000 people, Abby.
Wow. I don't know why. Hey, guys.
Same. For me, not for you. I get it for you. You're a national anthem singer. And you're doing wonderful.
Hey, it's been fun. So fun.
I know. It is really fun. Also on the show this week, so we talked about coming in at number 6 on the best bits list is things the show has been geeking out over. Is there anything recently you've been geeking out over?
What do I geek out over? I mean, I would say this is not... It's, I don't have any coffee. Let's just say coffee.
Coffee?
I'm obsessed with coffee.
How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
No, sometimes I go to Starbucks twice a day, sometimes three times. And that's an issue.
Do you not have a coffee maker at home?
I just like theirs. I get something different every time. I like the lattes, the caramel macchiatos, the white mochas. Like, I just like trying new.
And you still like are able to sleep if you have coffee three times a day?
Yeah, I'll have it at like 6 at night.
So it's like a dessert. Do you like,
it is dessert.
What are they called? The martinis, the chocolate martinis that are espresso martinis?
No, I don't really like those.
Interesting.
No. Yeah.
But you don't like chocolate a lot.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't like, no.
Okay, so that makes more sense
chocolate
on that side.
With
but
things.
Everybody, every yeah. time, like lately, all my girlfriends are ordering espresso martinis and I don't drink coffee at all.
I know.
In any way.
Still can't believe it. I say this every time.
Do you ever order like expensive coffee beans or anything?
Mm-mm.
So you just, you're obsessed with Starbucks
really
is the
geeking
problem.
Out. I guess it's not geeking out. It's just like an obsession with, I have an issue with coffee.
Yeah, that's, I mean, three cups a day is a lot.
Yeah. What was your geeking out?
I'm still getting over the fact that you drink three cups of coffee a day. You really like, do you order, you really don't order like, it's not become a thing to go to new coffee shops to have this like, so it's.
Oh, I go to different ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the airport. Oh, like the airport has the best coffee. It's like 8th and Roast.
Oh, instead of going to the Starbucks?
Yes. Oh, okay. When I can. I mean, Starbucks is on my way home. That's why it's a problem that I go there all the time.
So you'll choose Starbucks or you'll choose a new place over? Which one? If you have a choice.
Oh, new. New.
Okay. So you are kind of like a coffee connoisseur.
I guess, but I don't know the difference. There's like Colombian coffee beans and there's
Brazil is where the famous coffee comes from.
Brazil.
I know that. I know that from Easy Trivia. I think that was the answer. Crap. No, I don't know.
Oh, shoot. No, it was
Brazil because I think I said Colombia.
Yeah. So I guess that's not really a good geeking out over.
Your obsession?
Yeah, it's just an obsession.
Well, you can keep thinking on it. Maybe you have another one. My geeking out is adult gymnastics. I've been doing that for a month now.
Oh, my gosh. That looks so fun.
You need to do it with me. Did you cheer or do gymnastics at all?
I did gymnastics.
All the gym.
As a kid, but I was the non-flexible one. They're like, Abby, touch your toes. I'm like, I can't.
Fair.
So, but I had a trampoline in my backyard like through college. My parents kept it.
So you do like flips on a trampoline?
Yeah.
Oh, you could easily do it on like a spring mat.
Yeah, that mat. Mm-hmm. That looks, I've always wanted to do that. It looks fun.
You could totally do it. You should come. Okay. There's like 15 adults in my class.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you do like bars and everything.
Oh yeah,
right?
You do. Yeah, but like I'm not, the only thing I have experience in is tumble. So my like background, like I did gymnastics for a few years when I was a kid, but I competitively cheered for several years in my, like so much so that my mom and one of our coaches like created a competitive cheerleading team when I was younger.
That's awesome.
There was like extreme athletics that I cheered for. And then my mom and our coach created ICE, which really only existed for the long time that my sister and I were in cheerleading. And then I pursued like competitive softball and my passions changed, but I still love to like tumble and stuff. So when I quit everything, I was all over the board. I did so many sports.
Everything.
But when I quit everything at the end of eighth grade, when I had this whole like situation with softball, I had a really intense coach who like was like, you can't play anything else. And I was like, fine, I'm just going to quit everything.
No.
Yes. It was the whole thing.
Oh,
competitive
really?
Stuff at like, I mean, when I'm like 15 years old, I was playing on a 18 gold team for the softball team.
Whoa.
Competitively. And I was like, I'm still a kid. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I want. Like, this is fun. This is great. I don't know that I want to play sports in college, though.
That's a lot.
It was just like, I like to defy things too. I was very defiant. And so I quit everything and cheered in high school. So my tumbling picked back up and I was a flyer. So
the one at the top?
Mm-hmm.
They throw you up?
Yep.
Oh, was that scary?
Yes, but I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
When I was little, like cheering for the extreme athletics team that I was talking about, there was always these like college guys. And I was teeny tiny. Like I was young.
Yeah.
Like a toddler. Not a toddler. I wasn't 4. I was probably like 7. And they would throw me up in baskets and I would literally almost touch the ceiling because I was so small. And I loved it. I craved it. I wanted to keep
so
doing
cute.
It.
That's cute.
Yes.
I want to see you like flying up in the air.
Oh, there's photos. There's so many. I'm sure there's like home videos somewhere too. But I like, so then in high school I cheerleaded and I was a flyer, I was a tumbler and I loved it.
And then when I went to college, I quit it all and went in a sorority. So I just went all over that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's been like 10 years since I've tumbled at all. I mean, it's been like 20 years since I did any gymnastics.
But and yeah. Now here you are doing the back round off back handspring, flip.
All the things. Whatever. I'm trying to get my layout. I'm trying to get my mount on bars. I mean, I just got like all these things that I plan to keep doing for a while.
Oh my gosh. That's so fun. I used to do gymnastics. Like that's what I love was like the flips and everything.
I think you could do like the flips on the floor and stuff. I really do.
Yeah.
I should try that. Come and join.
I'll do it.
Is there anything you thought about that you've been geeking out over?
I did a while ago. I took dance classes, like the hip hop, like dance where yes. they like teach you.
Or it's a whole vibe.
Yes. So I want to get back into that.
How long
did
you do
that for?
And then
I feel like I would geek out over that. Only a couple times. Because people are good. The girls in there are good. And you bring your heels. Like it's like a heels class.
And where they also like videotape the dances?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like intense. You know those like dance clubs? And I mean, it's like actual choreographers for like really good dancers.
I feel like you could totally kill that though.
I don't know why I'm just kind of slow like learning. Like they pick it up super fast. Like they go through it 3 times and then they're ready to go.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be you if you kept with it. Yeah. You definitely have to do stuff for longer than a few weeks.
I know, I get impatient.
I get that.
No, they teach the entire
the whole dance, like just that class, just and then they move on to a new one.
Yeah, in one class. And then at the end of it, they record you and they like have 4 people come out at once and then you dance it. No one...
Okay, it sounds like you need to go to like just a regular like hip hop class where you're just like learning how to do moves.
Okay. Hip hop 101. Yes. The basics.
Hip hop. You know what? I'm so excited for you on this. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Let's my hip hop moves are not good. Like I may be able to dance, but my dancing looks like a cheerleader. They're very like stiff movements. They're not like, it's not a vibe.
Because that's what you're used to. Yes. Like you grew up with that. It's hard to just like switch because it's definitely like different.
They're very definitely. Different. Because like when you're doing cheerleading competitions, they are watching your pointy sharpness. Like you cannot be a dancer.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
You want me to go with you? I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
I did take we went and did a pole dancing class one time. Me and a group of friends.
Was that hard? You have to be strong. Right?
Oh my gosh, so hard. Like I literally kept, my arms were sore for like 3 days after that.
I bet.
That was a good time. Like if you have a group of girlfriends, that's something that's fun to do.
Okay.
I couldn't do it again though, because like people get into it and they do it like as a hobby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's intense. There is another one that I could do as a hobby that's also straight up core and arm strength, which is the, I don't even know what they're called. They're like ropes. They're not ropes. They're like satin.
Oh my gosh. Like the ribbons or.
Yes.
Not ribbon.
And you like literally tie your foots around them and you fall and you do all these crazy things.
That's insane.
I've done one of those classes. It was so cool.
Wait, you did do that?
I did a class. I went upside down. I did a little flip and I got back into my thing. Again, another class that like my arm was sore for like 80 days after.
How do you not just like how do you keep on it?
And you're like tied. They teach you how to like tie your foot in the rope.
Okay.
And I'm calling it a rope, but it's not a rope. They're like these satin. Curtains is almost what they look like, but they're not.
Like a drape.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, at bachelorette parties, those are popular.
Mm-hmm. Like those are really cool too. Yeah. Those are like cool group classes of things. I did that one in Wichita.
You did?
And then I did the pole dancing one in Nashville.
Okay.
So some things to do if you want to explore some other alternative. I don't know. I'm just all about like moving my body in different ways because I get so bored so easily. So I just try and find different ways to exercise my body.
I love that though, because you need like balance and like creativity. You'll get bored and burn out if you just do the same thing.
Yes. Like I can do the same thing for workouts and stuff and go to the gym or whatever. But like as far as my life, I like to explore other things. Mm-hmm. It keeps me very like sharp and it keeps me very creative.
Yeah. Cause like with boxing too, it's like it's very different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very different. You use different muscles. And then if I go to a dance class, I'm still working out. But it's just a different kind of
a great workout.
Yeah.
I feel like you should totally rock that.
Okay.
I'm like picturing you right now doing Y hip hop classes.
Why?
The Y.
The Y.
You know how they do the Y classes?
Yeah, I have done those.
People are so in shape in those.
They are.
They do so good.
They're just
and
so
I go
good.
In there and I'm like, what is happening?
I just don't like watching myself in the mirror. Like you have to because you're behind the instructor and that's how you like kind of learn. But I'm just like, oh man, compared to these people, woo. Wow.
No.
But don't compare. Oh, that's something also I'm working on. Do not compare yourself to others.
Yes.
I just caught myself. That's good.
I'm proud of you.
I know.
You didn't even need, you were just like, yeah, I can't do that.
Do not compare yourself to others. That's one of the biggest things I struggled with. So
it's the biggest thief of joy.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a quote somewhere. I do not own that.
She came up with it. That was so wise.
Oh yeah. I wish I was that wise. I love that. I think you should explore hip hop dancing. Okay. I expect to see more of that. And coming in at number 5, we've got Ernest, who, no, he is not a hip hop dancer, but in that same realm, he did write the rap part for Mason Ramsey on Old Town Road, that version of the song.
He did.
Yes. And he performed that little bit on the show this week, which was really cool. Ernest was just cool to have in studio. He had a lot of really cool songwriter stories. So if there's something you definitely go and listen to that you missed, this would be it, I would say. But, you know, he was talking about his hometown during this segment. Do you still have a lot of friends in your hometown?
I do. I feel like most of my friends are there. Yeah, they're my high school friends, or I knew them since elementary school.
Like, you think you have more there than here?
Yeah, I really do. Because we're like a group at home. Like, here I have kind of my separate friends, but at home it's like they're all married, basically, so it's just like couples. And we just go in like a big group. Like, when we have a wedding or something, we all go together and stay, like in Airbnb. It's so fun.
Have they met your boyfriend yet?
They have not. No, they have not. Oh. I'm very excited for that.
Probably the next time you go home, maybe?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Only a couple of my friends here, because we went to watch like football when he was in town. So they got to meet him. But yeah, nobody has really met him.
Okay. Well, that'll be a new update that we're going to get, because that's a big deal. I assume you're pretty close with them.
Yes. Back home. Yeah, yeah.
So you all went to high school together?
Yeah, they did. They met. Yes. He met one couple of my friends. Yeah.
But like, not the whole group yet.
No, not the whole group. I'm excited. Like, that's what I'm excited about, just to see like how we all like, how the vibe and the dynamic is.
Oh yeah, that's an important thing. Yeah. Especially with your friends. I mean, just dynamic and how they get along, that's really important.
Yeah, and I've always been like, when we go to weddings, we get an Airbnb, and I'm always just like the single one over there. Everybody else is like a couple. And
that's
like,
not true anymore.
I don't know. They're like, Abby, you get the bunk bed.
Yeah, now no longer you guys have to get a bigger Airbnb.
I know.
No, yeah, more bunk bed or couch for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap too.
It is.
Like, it should be like drawn for straws. I mean, I get it. It's hard for a couple to sleep on a couch, but like,
yeah,
you should be drawn for straws.
The top
just
bunk.
Because somebody's single and moving at a different pace in their life does not mean they deserve to sleep on the couch.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, throwing that out there.
I get the king bed.
Yeah.
I should have gotten it.
Draw straws. The queen. Or, I don't know, roll dice or whatever.
Yeah.
But you mentioned too that you guys have a 30th birthday coming up and you're trying to make a trip.
Yeah. So all my friends, I'm already 31, so it's past for me, but all my friends were turning 30 this year and we want to do like a girls trip and make it really fun. And we're kind of planning that right now.
So it'll be yours, your big 30th birthday or
theirs?
Well,
I already turned 31. So
I was going to say, late. I feel like you have.
Yeah, I'm past, but it's just like kind of all our year where we're all turning 30. And like with the pandemic last year, like traveling and everything, it was hard to like make a plan. Or, you know, we didn't want to be around that many people. But now we're like, let's go. So we're trying to decide, like, where to go. Like, they're saying Vegas. I kind of want to do more, like, North Carolina, like, outdoorsy, pretty.
Oh, you're on very different spectrums.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, they might win with the Vegas. I don't know. Like, what are ideas?
How many of their, like, are the couples going or is it just the girls?
Just the girls. It's like a girls trip.
So how many of y'all?
7 of us.
Vegas is hard. I'll say this. I went on a Vegas trip with 55 girls.
What? Hold on. 55?
Our sorority senior year trip was to Vegas.
Oh my, okay.
And it was the best time of my life. But because I experienced Vegas that way, it's really hard for me to experience Vegas in any other way.
Okay.
Because we got so much for free because of how many girls were with us.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted us to go somewhere because we're all young college girls. Mm-hmm. And I've been in Vegas since, and it's so expensive.
It is.
To have to pay for all of the things that we got to experience is like wildly expensive.
That's the thing. They're like, it'll be cheap. That's what they said. They're like, it'll be cheap. And I was like, what are you talking about? Drinks are $20 each.
Yeah. Unless you guys get deals because you are a group of women and you meet like a promoter or something, there is a possibility that you guys get into clubs and stuff for free. The promoters tend to just hang out and like track social media for girls coming.
That's true, yeah.
To Vegas. So yes, but I do think there's like cooler things you could do.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
have you been to Vegas before?
Yeah, once. It was just for work. That was the only time I had been there, so I was really working.
So part of me also says yes, because if you haven't experienced Vegas in a fun way, like...
Yeah, there's a lot I want to see. And I didn't really get... I mean, I didn't get to go crazy. I was on a work trip.
Yeah, you don't get to like go bar hopping.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Vegas is really cool. It is something you should do in your life. Mm-hmm. And a girls trip would be the best case scenario.
Or like a beach trip.
Mm.
Like Florida. Or I don't know. See, there's so many... options, and we all want to do different things. It's hard to get, how do you get everybody to come together and pick one thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could price it out too, and then people could decide that way.
Yeah.
Figure out what it might be. But you could do like a Scottsdale.
Like that, yeah.
Which has hot weather. You could be on a pool side. Mm-hmm. You could go hiking if you want to go hike, and there's a crazy downtown area, so you could do it all.
Yes, I do like that a lot. I love
that.
But
that does also exist in Vegas, but most people just don't go past the strip when they go.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of cool things, and I wish I could do a lot of cool things that are outside of the Vegas strip.
Yeah.
So that is a possibility with Vegas, too. I think it depends on your group.
I know. So that's what we're in the process of deciding that. She like texted me today. She's like, what date works? I'm like, we're all different. Like, one's a teacher.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
I never know. Yeah, I never know what works.
You need a summer vacation for teachers, right?
Uh-huh.
And ours, we all take ours together.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have our dates right now.
No, that's why I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I know.
I don't even know what I'm doing next week.
Yeah. Right?
Let alone, like, next month, but.
Yes. So if people have suggestions, they should hit you up. They have good ideas for
that. Let me know. Yeah, good places.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be fun.
I'm 50-50 on Vegas, but you'll have to let me know.
I know.
What you choose.
Okay, I will.
I ruined Vegas for me and for anyone because of what I experienced there.
Wait, but you haven't been back since?
No, I've been for iHeart Festival.
Okay, so that was work too, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I
experienced that with that, and I'm like, I want to leave on that high note because I loved it so much.
True. Yeah, see, I'm like wanting more because mm-hmm. I didn't get it, and you're kind of the opposite. You're like, well, I don't think I can top that.
Yes. Like, it's cool to go back to Vegas, see some restaurants that I didn't get to experience there.
Yeah.
And I'm also, this is just how I am. Like, if I take the effort to go on a trip, I want it to be somewhere I've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like going back to the same place. Like, in my adult age, like, if somebody's like, let's go to Florida, I'm like, I've been to Florida so many times.
Yeah.
Like, please, can we go somewhere else? Take me to another beach on some other coast. I don't care where.
Exactly.
I just like it's so hard for me to go back to the same place. And I will. Like, everybody chooses that and that's what we do or whatever, I will do it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm very reluctant because I'm like, there's so much of the country to see. Why don't we go somewhere new?
Exactly. There's so much mm-hmm. that we don't even know. Like, when I went on a trip to California, I just went down the coast, like started in San Francisco and went down to Palm Springs. That was like one of my favorite trips in my life.
Because you saw more than one place in one city. Yes. And whatever.
Uh-huh. Like, we don't even know what's out there that mm-hmm. we're missing because we're like, oh, we should try this, or oh, we've already been here.
And so. I'm really big on road trips. That up north trip I took last summer.
Yeah.
Was so cool because we saw like 8 different places. I'm not even going to say the specifications. It's on bobbybones.com if you want to go look on our whole itinerary we did and we road tripped. But I saw so many cool places that after going on a road trip, now I'm like, okay, I would go back there to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wouldn't go back there to see more of that. But like, doing that is allowing me, like, I'm trying to be strict about making sure I go and do new things every vacation I get. So then I see it all. So then later on in life, I can go back and explore the things that I've seen again and I want to do more of.
Yeah.
There's just so much out there. There's so many cool places to see.
There is. But now that the gas prices are what they are.
I know.
Now it makes it less.
Don't remind me because I'm so sad.
I know.
And like, flying is expensive. Everything's expensive.
Everything.
And I just want to travel the whole world, but I don't have the money.
I was just having this thought yesterday. I'm like, I'm filling up gas and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I know.
I just want to do everything. But why?
Like, please. But like, why does it have to be so expensive?
Seriously. I was like, it's expensive to have
everything
fun.
About life is expensive.
I did not sign up for this.
Right?
Like,
being an adult is hard. Paying for things, it's hard. But also paying for things when you don't have money is really hard.
Very hard. I know.
I just have to like pay to live. But like, I need to live my life.
I know. It's not right.
I know. And I also, like, I was talking to my boyfriend about this. Like, I've been so frustrated lately because I feel like I spend so much money on just going out to eat and drinking because I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that at least allows me to do something.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is not filling my cup. I need to go somewhere. I need to go travel. I need to go out and do something that is not going out to eat or having a drink.
I know. It's like your outing. That's your little spike of whatever that is.
Yes. Like when I go, even on a weekend trip, fills my cup up right up. I'm like, cool, sweet. I'm good. I feel good. I feel like I'm doing something with my time that makes me feel good.
Uh-huh. That's important.
But it's so expensive.
It is.
I don't have the money to fill my cup. Literally.
I literally don't have the money to fill my cup. My cup is empty.
It's so empty.
No.
Yeah. No.
The cup is half full.
I know. It is. It's literally, my heart is like a gas gauge, right? It's like sometimes it's empty. Sometimes it's half full. Sometimes it'll be all the way full.
Yes. That's just life, I guess.
I'm really
glad
you're also feeling that too, because I've been feeling that way for a while.
Yes.
Before the gas prices then even made it worse.
I know. But there's so many like quick, you know, like even Chattanooga's 2 hours away and I love going there. But still, that's an entire tank of gas.
Right?
And you're like, I might as well just stay home.
Yeah, because then I get sad that I have to fill that up.
I know.
Because then you also have to pay for the hotel. Now I'm sad again.
How did we get on? Sorry, guys. Well, I just know, you're not alone out there if you're feeling the same way.
I know. We're both feeling that.
It'll get better.
That makes me feel better. But you know what I'm probably going to do this weekend? Go out to eat and have drinks. Because it's the only thing I can do.
I know.
Even that's getting expensive.
I know. What are ways to have fun without spending money?
Hiking. I feel like I've hiked everywhere I could possibly go. You also have to drive to get to the hike.
That's what I geek out over. Yeah. Hiking.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I've literally hit all the ones near Nashville. So if I have to drive 2 or 3 hours, then we're back to the gas problem.
Yes. Bike. Get a bike.
Yeah, let me bike 6 hours, Abby, with Remy in my basket. Oh, my Lanta.
How about...
Could you imagine? I biked with her on the main island when we went last summer, and I literally fell in a rose bush because she was so heavy on the front.
And her, like, moving?
Yeah, she's not even that heavy. She's just 20 pounds, but you put her in a basket on a bike, and I'm not very big, and I couldn't get my balance every time I had to stop, so literally we crashed into a rose bush.
Wait, did she like move and then it made you wobble?
No,
like
it was just that I couldn't find the balance. Listen, my PT guy says I need help on core stabilizing because I'm very bad at that. So clearly that's what happened when I was on the bike and we just
crashed
into a rose bush.
With thorns?
Yes. Thankfully, Remy was like wrapped in a blanket, so Remy didn't get injured.
I was
wearing a dress. Actually, I was wearing shorts. And I came out and I had scratches. I looked like I got clawed by a tiger.
Ow.
I was like, that doesn't feel good.
That's rough.
And I was wearing white shoes and they got all muddy.
Oh, no.
It was a day. It was still a good time. I was like, you know what? It's just going to be what it is. I can't change it. This already happened. So we're just going to move along. Yeah.
Well, yikes.
So I can't bike very well.
I mean, if you didn't have a dog, I feel like that'd be hard for anybody to have a living thing just like on your basket.
I know.
I don't know.
Listen, speaking of expensive things, Scuba Steve got a crazy expensive bill that was mostly his fault. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He may tell you differently, but it was mostly his fault. And scammers, they're a little bit to blame, but mostly Steve. And that's coming in at number four. That's our bit at number four, but you know, we're talking about expensive things and just experiencing life lately. You had mentioned like mean drivers. You feel like everybody's mean lately on the road?
Oh my gosh. What is the deal? Is it just Nashville or is it everywhere? Like, I feel like they intentionally try to be mean or cut you off or not let you in. Or they like to bully you and get right up on you to like intimidate you.
Yes.
I'm like, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. Can we just be nice?
No, I think it's where we're at right now. Because Steve and I were talking about this, I think, last week.
Oh, really?
Where we were just like, what is with people lately? It's like just the negative aurora is around.
Yes.
Everyone, including ourselves. I mean, we just went on a rant about
how we did.
You know.
But I still treat people well. Even if I'm going through a hard time or I'm not having a good day, it's not fair for me to
very true
lash out and take it out on someone else, mm-hmm. you know?
But it is happening on the road.
It is.
Road rage is crazy right now. Like, people being mean to customer service is crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we're experiencing a mean streak, a mean aurora, if you will, of just life.
It's just like a lack of respect, a lot of it. And mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from because I was not raised that way.
Same.
Everybody I know that I'm around was not. And yeah, so when I see it.
Well, we've touched on this before, being from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's funny? Kansas isn't technically considered Midwest.
What? What do you mean?
I don't know. I've seen like different studies online that we're not included in the Midwest. And I'm like, we're literally the middle of the United States.
We are the Midwest. Wait, what is it? We're not the South.
I don't freaking know. The middle of the country,
the
I guess.
The heart of the country.
I know, the heartland.
Someone told me that was Ohio. I had an argument with one of my friends. He's from Ohio, and he's like, no, that's Ohio. That's the heartland. I said, Kansas is literally the heartland.
Kansas has always been the heartland.
Tell him, Ohio people.
This is a thing.
They said they're the heartland. Aren't we the breadbasket? What's the breadbasket of America?
Maybe.
I just sounded really country right there.
The breadbasket.
What's the breadbasket of America? Is that Kansas?
We are also a flyover state. We are also the sunflower state, as y'all learned in easy trivia this week.
Yeah. He sat there forever.
I know. He's bored in Kansas. I'm like, you little. But to be fair, I didn't know the capital of Tennessee, and we live in Tennessee, so it is what it is.
You didn't?
No.
Wait.
It's fine. It's fine. It's Nashville. I said it was Memphis. I suck at geography, okay?
I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't.
No, it's fine. It's fair.
It's Memphis is a
I get
close
trolled
second.
Often for my responses in AC trivia.
You do a lot better than I would, trust me. And I'm sitting out there or answering phones and I'm listening. I'm like, ooh, I don't think I wouldn't have got that one either.
They're hard, man. It's so hard when you're just sitting there on the spot. I'm trying to work and I'm like, what?
Right.
You want me to name the amphibian of what?
Right. Yeah. When I had to like fill in for Amy against Lunchbox or whatever, it was like Amy versus Lunchbox, but then I had to. Literally, my brain like left.
Yep.
Nothing was in my head. Mm-hmm. I was like,
that's literally what happens. People don't believe me, but I'm like, I literally forget everything when somebody asks me a trivia question.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that information could not come to me in that moment.
Yeah. No, I can see it for sure. Yeah. So I got your back. I know that you know these things.
Yes. And you do too.
Okay.
We're just going to have faith in that for both of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sunflower State, I mean, there's so many things. So, but yeah, fun fact about Kansas.
Oh.
Apparently, some people think we are not the Midwest.
Well, I'm curious to know what we are then.
Yeah, same.
This is news to me.
We're also not Tornado Alley anymore, because apparently when you and I both moved to Tennessee, we brought Tornado Alley with us.
To Tennessee.
To the South, yes.
Like,
we've had more tornado warnings and issues and actual tornadoes on the ground over here than we have in the Midwest, it feels like. I'm not a scientist or study, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
I know. And probably, I mean, Kansas has a lot of, like in the West, it's just like mm-hmm. open, like fields that luckily, if there is a tornado, it's not going to damage anything, you know? But like a big city like this, when it goes through, ooh.
For real,
it's
though.
Not good, but.
Yeah. Well, mean drivers. Everybody be nice to Abby on the road.
Just be nice. Like, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm not trying. I just want to get on the highway.
Show some respect for people on the road.
Yeah, don't flip me off. Don't honk at me.
Everywhere.
I had someone just drive by and flip me off. I didn't like it. I was like, that was mean. And I looked over at them so that they could do it to my face. Because if you're going to flip me off, like, do it to my face at least. And they didn't look over. They just, like, kept it up and then didn't look over.
Fair.
I'm like, look me in the eye and flip me off.
They're just like, flip off while I don't look at you.
Yeah.
That's like, passive aggressive to a T.
It is. Because I was going to say sorry. And let you flip me off. And then you didn't even look at me.
Speaking of flipping off, I have a good story. So coming in at number three, which was a fun segment on the show this week for me, because, you know, we're trying to get me on the Superfan TV show for Shania Twain.
Yes, please. I'm all for this.
I'm trying so hard to be as super fan as I can possibly be because I'm obsessed with her. I've loved Shania Twain since I literally came out of the mother's womb. I think that's very
yes.
true.
Can I tell you real quick? I used to sing her song in kindergarten, karaoke, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? For kindergarten. Like, I had no idea what that song was.
Can you imagine that teacher listening like, I don't think she knows what this song is about.
That's what she did. She was like, Abby, I think we need to switch songs. And I remember like, I was like, why? I love this song.
You're like, there's beds.
It's about boots.
There's boots under the bed. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. So like when this came up on the show for you to maybe get to do this, I was so excited.
I would die inside, like, if this all happens.
I can't even. Yes. Like, you have to just go full on.
I know. I'm going to be on, if I could be on a, so cool, reality TV.
Can you get a tattoo or something? Do something extreme.
I like have, man, I feel like a woman tattooed on my ankle.
Yes.
I'm like, I just got it.
You need to do
that. I'll do anything.
Do that this week.
I don't even have any tattoos, Abby. Oh, like if I had any tattoos, that might be a consideration. I don't have any tattoos for a reason.
I thought you were waiting for the special one and this is the moment. It's like Shania's face.
Listen. Shania's face. I put that it on like the bottom of my foot.
Oh, no, she doesn't deserve to be.
Exactly. But like, I don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
I have none.
Oh my God.
But I would, if I get picked, I would dress full head to toe leopard and show up ready to go.
Oh my gosh. So they would do like trivia? Like, you think you'd be good?
Like a game show.
Yeah.
Listen, we'd have to, I need you. I need you to be my tutor and we just like make sure I can never forget anything.
Yeah.
Because I know them all.
Yeah.
I know all of her songs. I know everything.
Right.
But I need to make sure my brain is refreshed so I don't go through my like illiteracy that I have when I do trivia.
What's your favorite album?
The Woman in Me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. See, that was good.
I know.
Let's see. Favorite song on that album?
Who's Bad Every Bit's Been On Her? I'm pretty sure it's on that one.
Okay. What year was she born?
Crap, I don't know.
I'm just trying to.
I know she's born in Canada.
Yeah. Okay.
See, we just need to brush up
on
my
just gotta brush up on it. Yeah.
Because it's there. This, but it's in my brain.
It's the trivia thing. When you're asked questions, like the fast fire questions.
I need to be ready.
Yeah.
It needs to be like solidified in my brain.
Yeah. Because you know it. It's all in there. It's just at the back. You gotta bring it forward.
I know.
But that's so exciting. I really hope you get it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I love your support. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hopefully it happens. But that, yeah, it's coming in at number three, this whole like segment that broke down on the show this week. But on the same level of Shania Twain, you and I both love us some Morgan Wallen music. And we went to the concert this week.
Oh my gosh, so good. That was the best because he kept bringing people out.
Oh yeah, there was guest after guest.
Yes.
We both went Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
And he brought out Ernest, Hardy and Larry Fleet. Hardy and Larry Fleet are his openers.
Mm-hmm.
Ernest, Jimmy Allen, and Ronnie Dunn.
Yes. Lauren Elena and Devin Dawson.
Came out with Hardy.
Yes, for the one beer. I forget how it goes.
Sing Abby.
Two beer buzz.
You're like, try. You're like, I'm there.
I know. I'm like, ugh. But yeah.
Yeah. So many guests Wednesday night. And I went Thursday night too. I went both nights.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
I'm sure you are. Like, I could go to all three nights actually.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to.
Really?
Yeah, I would have. But that's a lot.
It is. But like all of his songs, do you feel like you know like the majority of songs he sang?
Yeah, I knew like every song. And there's so many. He has so many that I don't even know how he could decide, honestly, like which ones to sing.
Did you feel like while we were there, this is how I felt immediately. As soon as he came out, I was like, oh, this is Justin Bieber concert. These fans are screaming like we're at a Justin Bieber concert.
They were so loud.
So loud. I was like, this is Justin Bieber level. And not only that, they were singing every single song lyric for lyric.
Uh-huh.
All the new ones that he hasn't put out, all the, everything.
Even like some people behind me, they were like, oh, this must be new. I've never heard it. And I was like, no, I think it's on his first album that you have to like be like a real fan to like know that. And everybody was singing it.
Every single person. Like, it was a wild experience to see and feel that in that room.
Yes. It was so loud. It was loud.
There's only ever, there's been two artists that I'm aware of while I've been in Nashville that sold multiple shows at either Nissan or Bridgestone. Nissan was Eric Church.
Uh-huh.
He had multiple shows. And Garth Brooks was Bridgestone.
Oh, right. Garth, yeah.
It's not often that people sell more than two. Sometimes it happens, too, where artists will sell two shows in Nashville because family, friends, everything, and then fans, of course. But not often have I seen it three times, and it's sold out three times at Bridgestone.
Yeah. The only thing I'm frustrated on is the ticket prices. I'm not a fan of that. It's insane what I was seeing them going.
I just don't think, like, the crazy part is, like, people can't even get in to buy tickets when they are, like, the reasonable price of a concert ticket.
Right.
Like, it's people can't even get in there to get them. It's like you're literally sitting there waiting. You get in, and it's like they're gone. You're like, how? And that's what makes me think along that scamming line is that it's just so advanced now in that scamming technology that they are just pulling tickets like crazy. And they have some system that works through it.
And then they resell them for ridiculous amounts.
And nobody can go. But somehow people are paying money to see their favorite people.
I know. Like, it's crazy.
And that's probably partially, too, why, like, those Bridgestone, hopefully, a lot of people didn't pay a lot. But I did see a lot of people when I was posting, like, my Morgan Wallen content, people are like, it's so crazy to buy tickets to his shows.
Yeah.
And that makes me so sad.
It really does.
Because, like, you know, the artists don't want that either. They're not getting a benefit out of that. They're getting the benefit out of the ticket that was sold for the reasonable price.
Yes. Not the bump. Mm-hmm. Because that they profit on that, whoever's selling it.
Yep.
And I saw people were selling them, like, in 100 level, and it was 600 each. And I was just like, if you're, like, on a day or, like, who has that much to drop in a night? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's just tickets. And then, like, parking and everything. Like, you can't even enjoy music.
Exactly.
Anymore.
There's been only two times in my entire life that I have paid way too much money for tickets.
Yeah.
And it was a Shania Twain concert and it was a Bruno Mars concert.
Uh-huh. Both worth it.
Both worth it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would do it for anybody else. Those are, like, the only two.
Yeah.
That I was like, this is worth it. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars wouldn't have been, but I thought he was retiring. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to get to see him again.
Oh, you thought he was retiring? Was that a thing?
He was making some noise that he wasn't going to put out more music for a while. And I was like, okay, well, this might be... He never officially said that, but I was like, you know what? This could be the only time. And he doesn't really come to Nashville that often.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
I know people that spend a lot on Justin Timberlake. I remember.
Would you spend a lot on concert tickets for?
Probably Shania at this point.
Fair.
Who else? Because I pretty much think, oh, I love Katy Perry. I don't know. I mean, I spent a lot on the Eagles when I saw them.
I remember us talking about that, the Eagles. But now, especially knowing that we've gotten to work with a lot of artists too in here and just in the industry.
I mean, Morgan Wallen, honestly.
You would have?
Yes.
Like, if we did, we got tickets to the show, very thankfully, but.
Yeah, very thankful. But I was prepared. Like, I was ready to, I mean, I wouldn't have done 600. My cap was 200.
It's
which
so,
would be 300 level.
No, but that's fair. The last time I saw Morgan Wallen was when he opened for Luke Combs at Bridgestone.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh, that's wild.
Yep. Like, what's pre-pandemic.
Oh my gosh, what is so crazy to me? Okay, here's two things about Morgan. So the first time, like, I only knew him from Up Down. This was probably like 4 years ago when I went to Austin not working. I went with my friend for the first time. And I remember I went in and someone was like, hey, do you want to meet Morgan Wallen? Here's a wristband. Like, you girls can go back and meet him. And I was like, who is that? Like, I know he has one song. I was like, oh, why not? And that's crazy. That was like 4 years ago and I had no idea.
And you got a picture with Morgan?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And he was so nice. And then the local radio station in Nashville did like a birthday bash type thing. Yeah. It was like a private like backyard in someone's house. He did a concert and I went to it. He did like five songs. It was really cool. It was probably like 3 years ago.
So you've had like two instances where you've met Morgan.
Yeah. So when I was in there and I just saw like a sold out crowd and thinking that 3 years ago he was doing just like this little backyard show. Who knew Morgan's gonna like blow up like he did? Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
It is cool when you get to experience him as a small artist and then a really massive one.
Yes.
It's a cool experience.
So that's why I was like, yeah, I would pay a lot to see him because it's just cool.
Fair. I get it. He was good. And if you get a chance to go see Morgan Wallen, I definitely think it was a really good show.
Oh, yes.
Worth people watching.
For sure.
But there is something to say too. If you ever get a chance to come to Nashville to see a show, do it. Because, yes, Ryman shows are awesome. Bridgestone shows. It doesn't really matter. But most of the time when people perform in Nashville, at least in the country music spectrum, sometimes in other genres, but at least in country music, because it's Nashville, people tend to bring out guests because they are in town.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a chance to see a show in Nashville and you're here and there's a country music concert, go.
Right.
You just never know who's going to come out. I think every country concert I have been to in Nashville, there is always a special guest in some form.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really.
So if you have like a favorite and you're like, oh, they're performing in Nashville, come for that show.
Go.
That's your time to come to Nashville. That's my pro tip. Yeah, I mean, I also have a lot of pro tips on Nashville too on my Instagram at WebGirlMorgan. I know Abby posts some too on your Instagram. You post some Nashville.
Do I?
Faves or recommendations sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you've posted about Bushwhackers. That's a big Nashville thing.
I love Bushwhackers.
Thing. See?
The Broadway Brew House.
And you're at abby.anderson_1.
Oh my God.
Is that right?
Close.
Did I?
Abby.anderson1_.
I was so close.
I think, should I change it?
To what?
I kind of want to change it. Well, to Singin' Abby. To match my Twitter.
Is it there?
It's still there.
Do it.
And I'm like, oh, should I do it?
I mean, why not? It's at least something catchy and shorter instead of your dot and underscore.
But I'm not really like a sing. I don't know. Like,
but you are singing. You post singing videos sometimes.
I'm singing.
You're singing. You're singing.
That was my like screen name. I mean, my
AOL name.
Yes. And my email.
Abby Sings.
SinginAbby@hotmail.com.
You know what? Just roll with it. Just keep rolling with it. Isn't that funny how our Instagram handles are now like our new AOL? We're going to talk about them someday and be like, that was my Instagram name.
I know, we will. Be like, back in the day.
I haven't had any crazy ones. My one before the show, I was M. Hules. And then now I'm Web Girl Morgan. So they really haven't been too crazy.
Yeah.
Even my AOL names weren't that crazy either.
Really?
Mm-mm. I don't even remember what they were. That's how like basic I'm sure I was with them. Like animal lover or like country music lover. Something like that, I'm sure.
One of mine was, because I played basketball, it was B-ball abs.
I loved the sports ones. It was like baseball, B-ball, football. Like, thank you for identifying you played a sport. Every time I saw them, it made me laugh.
One of mine was Let It Snow, like 30 or something. Like, I changed it
for every season.
Like, everything in my life, I changed. I got a new screen
name. Had Let It Snow.
Let It Snow. What kind of weirdo?
Oh, my gosh.
Let It Snow's on. You know what?
Those are still better. They're still very innocent.
I guess.
They could be much worse.
That's so weird, though.
I know. It's funny to think about. We're like, oh, this is good. Just, like, imagine little us, like, sitting there, like, oh, let me put in my AOL name. Oh, my gosh. This is so good. Okay. Let It Snow. 1, 2, 3. Yes. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I still laugh at, like, away messages. Do you remember? Like, I used to be like, be right back taking a shower. And then I'd change, like, each letter of shower to a different color. Yeah. So it was, like, cute.
We were so creative with AOL.
Weird.
Like, even love you like a sis.
Yeah.
Or BRB.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yes. Be back later.
Oh, my gosh. I miss AOL.
I do
so
too.
Much.
You know why? Because it wasn't on our phone. I remember I had to go in the office at my house and like sit on it. And when it was time to go eat, you would put your away message up because you know you're going to be eating for an hour and then come back to it. It's sitting next to you on your phone.
It was such a cool way of communicating with people while also still having a life.
Yes. Not getting consumed in it. Mm-hmm. You could like be there and then, but go live in the moment. And now we don't do that.
I know.
We're just on our phones all the time.
And talking about our phones, too, because coming in at number 2 on the Best Bits this week, Eddie wrote a song with John Daly, which was so cool. And the song's really, really good. And if you want to go listen to it, you can. BobbyBones.com. It's up there. Just super cool moment for him. I mean, all the show is chasing really cool things, and it's awesome to see.
I know. That's so cool.
I know. But I want to talk about Eddie because apparently he's not following you on Instagram.
Yeah, what is happening? Why does he not? I don't understand. And I have told him several times. If I come in after the show and I'm talking to him, I was like, oh, yeah, I posted something the other day. And he's like, oh, I didn't see it. I'm like, oh, because you're not following me. He's like, am I not? He just does that. He just like brushes it off.
He still doesn't do anything about it.
Yes. And if I like tag him, he'll, you know, like repost me.
Is he the only one that doesn't follow you?
Yeah, he's like doing it on purpose at this point.
Well, not Lunchbox, because Lunchbox doesn't follow anyone.
Right, yeah, he doesn't.
That's his whole shtick thing.
But like he follows like the producers, like Kevin and Pitts, like the same guys.
And he won't follow you.
No, and I'm like, I've been here 2 years. And like, why does he not? And I've asked him. He's like, oh, I don't. Huh.
Like, he's pulling like a long BitCon on you.
I don't know what he's doing. So next
the boys in the studio are so silly sometimes.
They love to just, random.
You know how I talked about on the show how we needed to clean up the office? Do you think Lunchbox and Eddie cleaned up the office at all? Okay. No.
No, it's like a gym in here. It is like a locker room.
It's awful.
Look how messy.
When I have to take pictures of artists, I have to climb over clothes.
That's so bad.
It makes me so mad.
He has a bag and a hat, but there's nothing in the bag. Like, take it home.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, take these home. And he's like, no, you could just toss them. I'm like, I'm not throwing good stuff away. You just take it home.
He has a Christmas sweater down there, by the way.
I actually think that might be Lunchbox's.
Okay.
Between Lunchbox and Eddie, they have, I mean, like, Abby, I'm going to pick things up, and you're going to detail what I'm picking up, okay?
Yep.
Here's one.
Oh, where? Oh, this. Wait, is that a flashlight?
Yep.
But it has multiple...
Battery-less flashlight.
There's one.
Okay. Okay. I see a mask down here.
We got a bag. Sore Losers convention bag.
It looks like a very nice bag. It's empty.
A Pimp and Joy
sweatshirt.
1, 2, 3, ew. 4, 5. 5 hats.
There are 5 different hats. Why?
Actually, 6.
Why are they sitting there?
I don't know. And then we have 2 shirts.
2 shirts, ew.
A Sonic straw
wrapper. They can't even throw anything away.
And then a cord, something in a box. There's two books back there.
There's 2 books just laying there. There's a cord.
There's papers everywhere. Mail.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's mail that has been opened, but it's still sitting there.
There's a mask laying on the floor. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. No, but I was part of the mess that you saw in the classroom.
I know. I was making fun of you, too. You had, like, sticky notes from, like, decades ago.
Did you notice I put them away?
You did?
I didn't throw them away in case I need them. You never know when I'll need listener.
You're going to need a thing that says 2+4 on it.
No, they had listeners' names when they win something. What if they come back at me and say, hey, I never got this information, or, oh, I need something from this from 1.5 years ago.
That's called stored on the computer, Abby.
I know. I'm so old school. I love writing. You have a piece of paper.
But I throw it away every week. I have a list here that I write the videos I want Eddie to edit, which he also lies about that. He's like, I post them on social. No, I write down what he has to edit, and then I post them on things. But I throw it away every week.
Aww.
And I start new. I start fresh.
I feel like I need the records. My sticky note records.
You need newspaper records, Abby? We're not in old school now.
I have so much stuff.
You need to put
there.
That on the computer.
I know, I do.
Yeah. See? But yes, yeah. I am proud of you. You did clean up.
I got the sticky notes.
You did clean up. I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm also a clean freak, if you cannot tell.
There is not one speck of dust at your spot.
There is dust. But yeah, and there's nothing here that I don't need.
No, it's so organized.
And I take stuff home with me every day. If something comes in here for me, it goes home with me.
Yeah. Unlike them. They leave it here for a year.
Yeah, and it doesn't bother them at all. I'm like, how?
I don't know. Yeah, this is giving me anxiety.
But yeah, so Eddie needs to clean up, and he also needs to follow Abby on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Eddie. Gee, what are you doing?
This is a thing.
If you're listening right now, follow me.
Eddie's not listening. He's listening. Just such a sassy pants. Oh my gosh. He's not listening.
Can you guys like all DM him?
Oh, you guys should. That would be funny. He'd be like, what is happening?
Everyone DM him at once and be like, follow Abby.
I know.
Then he really wouldn't.
I feel like this whole podcast today is also because I'm 1, delusional. 2, I'm so tired. And 3, I still have freaking allergy crap going on that I cannot breathe. So we're just going off the rails. It's like full-on girl talk today.
It is. I forgot. I was like in front of a mic. Oops.
I know. That's the best part.
It is.
I do want to give some suggestions of things to watch. Have you been watching anything?
No suggestions. I watched Love is Blind season 2.
How was it?
It's just so weird. It's just, I don't like it.
Trash TV? But you watched the whole thing?
I did. I couldn't stop.
You're like, I don't like it, but I watched the whole thing.
It just really, like, fascinates me that you can fall in love with someone through a wall, quote, through a wall, not seeing them, and then you're proposing. Like, they open the door and they're proposing. It's after, like, a month.
Would you go on Love is Blind if they asked you to?
No. No.
I mean, obviously not now with your relationship, but
actually that relationship. Could be fun. Yes, actually I would.
See, that you do like it. You can't lie and say you don't like it. You liked it.
I just don't know how it could work, honestly,
most of the people aren't going on there for love anyway. They're going on there for the notoriety.
It's
the same thing with Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I know. That's true.
I mean, I think there's maybe one couple that's worked out from the Bachelor franchise.
Oh, I feel like there's quite a...
Is there quite a few?
There used to be.
Isn't there now mixes from different shows, different seasons? There's only one
that
I know
of
that actually got matched via Bachelor and stayed married.
Who?
Very early on. I can't remember the couple.
Is it Trista and Ryan?
Yes.
Okay.
But didn't they get divorced recently?
Oh, they did. I didn't think so. I thought they were still together.
I don't know. Listen, I don't actually watch any of that stuff. I just see it all on social media, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've been watching, so.
Love is Blind season 2 on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you got? No movies?
No.
Abby, you
I don't watch
kill
anything.
Me.
I don't know what I do. I just don't watch TV. I've been watching sports.
So when you go home, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
You get done with work. You go home. What do you do?
I go for a walk. I get my coffee. I get lunch. And then I go work more.
And then you go to bed?
Yeah.
Crazy.
What about dinner? On weekends? I go shopping. I go shopping a lot. That's an issue.
Okay. So you like to go walk around and shop.
It's retail therapy when I'm stressed.
Fair.
I go shop.
I understand that.
Trying to work on that.
No, everybody needs their outlet.
Yeah.
That would be your treat brain that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Retail therapy would be one of that.
Got a major treat brain every day. Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way. I feel that way often. I treat myself with food.
Uh-huh.
If I'm like, I also just I have soul foods. So like I'll eat really healthy and do all these like good things.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I'm like, I'm having a really bad day or I'm having a really long day or I'm so tired, I got through this. I'll be like, ooh, I get good food because I deserve it. I'm so bad about it with
food. That's
how I
am.
Yeah.
Coffee and food. Yeah.
Coffee, food, and shopping.
Oh, you deserve this. And then close.
Which we shouldn't. We should just always be like, no, we should get what we want. And if we can have the means to do it, we should be able to do it.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. But it's just more like impulse buying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I didn't need this.
But do you end up wearing it or using it at some point?
Yeah.
You just maybe do it more often than you should.
Then I forget about the stuff that I had in my closet that I could have worn.
Fair.
But I liked this better.
Yeah. It's so hard, though. You get really tired of things very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I wasn't that way. And I wish I could make clothes, like make outfits out of clothes I have. I'm not good at that.
Yes, I know what you mean. Like you could take three items and probably make like 10 different styled outfits. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not good at that.
Me neither.
And very specific things look good on me. Not everything works. I don't have a body. Like some people can put on different things of clothes and it looks great.
Yeah.
No matter the fabric or the wear or whatever. I can't do that. I have very specific clothes that work for me.
Like the high-waisted jeans.
High-waisted jeans.
Did we talk about this?
Yes.
How they do not look good on me, mm-hmm. but they look very good on you.
You like wearing low rise.
Yeah.
You crazy woman.
These are high, but they're too big. So I'm hiding them with a shirt, but
yeah,
they're high.
They look good on you though.
Really?
I just
feel like they don't. Like Amy always looks really good. You always look really good. And it looks awkward. I don't know what
it is. You also rock low rise jeans. So you got that going for you.
They're not like super low.
No, you don't have like Britney Spears low rise.
Yeah.
But
oh, right.
She wears low rise. I don't know how she does it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you do wear low rise, so you can't say that.
That's true.
You're on the low rise.
Team Britney.
Low rise train. Hey, I'm on Team Britney. I just can't wear low rise things.
Team low rise.
I wish I could. But yeah, like just very specific things. I can't. Like I almost always have to wear tight clothes because big clothes make me look like a trash bag. I'm so sure I can't wear.
True.
I do. If I put on like, you know those dresses that are like boxy dresses?
Yes.
I put those on, I look like a trash bag.
Well, same. I feel like
no.
There are people that flattering at all.
There are people that wear those and they look so good on them.
Oh, dang, yeah.
You put on like a teacup dress on me, I look straight out of the 50s. I'm so short. Like the shortness of my body. Like I'm 5 foot tall. My core is short, and my legs are short. I have a very gymnast built body.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing most clothes is not like the vibe for me. So I have to wear typically tight, shorter things to show off any features that I have.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I mean, I need to know what maybe I should know.
Do you know what yours are? Well, no. You know low rise. You know low rise makes you feel good.
I don't know mine.
We got to figure out Abby's hack for clothes.
I know. I'm like, I'm wearing like, I look like I just got out of bed. Well,
that's
I have
not
jeans
true.
On.
But you like, have sneakers. You have white sneakers. You got cute jeans on and you got a Shop Forward shirt on.
True. Yeah, well, I don't know why I said that because this is my lucky shirt.
I know.
It says lucky.
Lucky, green. lucky.
Yeah, I need to figure that out. I'll put I don't know what I type in because.
I think that's just something you figure out over time, Abby. I don't think you could type it into Google and be like, what works best for my body?
I was going to Google my body type.
Abby, that is not how that works. You cannot just ask Google that.
Yeah, you can.
You can, maybe, but it's not going to work out for you. Like, if you ask Google something,
what is
she's going to respond and be like, I think Google's a she.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe someone made a questionnaire.
I'm sure there is fashion things online, but the whole thing about fashion and it being yourself is that you figure that out. Like, I had to figure out after years that was the stuff that I kept gravitating towards because it worked the best.
Yeah, mine are skinny jeans. I like where they're tighter at the ankle. Like, I like that.
I get that. I feel like a lot of people would say skinny jeans.
Uh-huh. And I don't look as great, like with the mom jeans or the dad jeans. There's all these jeans that are more like baggy legged. Like that doesn't work for me. So there we go. I got the jeans down.
See, now you just got to figure out your top vibe.
Yes, the top vibe.
Top vibe. And your shoe vibe. Then you'll, yeah. Then you'll have it all.
I'm good. Okay.
See?
There we go.
And I see like my shoes, I have to wear like chunky tennis shoes or chunky heels because I'm short. So it gives me length.
Yeah.
Stand tall.
Get that height.
Yeah. And blouses that are typically tight in some fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, if I wear loose, I gain like 50 pounds just based on the fact that I'm wearing loose clothing. I'm serious. I look like a trash bag every time.
Do not believe that. That's a loose shirt right now.
Yeah, and I look like a trash bag.
No, you don't.
I'm a very comfy trash bag.
Yeah. See? That's all that matters.
I know.
Well, comfort.
Comfort does matter, but also it doesn't.
See, you always look cute at work, and I'm always about comfort. I'm just like, this is my mood today.
Well, I have to. You know, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
That's true.
See? I try. I do it like 3 out of 5 days. Because the other days I'm like, I'm tired.
I'm just, yeah.
Like 3 out of 5 days, I'm a good working girl. 2 out of 5 days, I am here to exist.
Okay, I'm going to start stepping my game up. You've inspired me.
Living. We living. That's what we doing.
We living.
So this past weekend I did watch things. I will probably watch enough for Abby and I since Abby doesn't watch anything. And now I feel like a piece of garbage for watching as much as I did. But I did watch season 2 of Upload. Great show on Amazon about like afterlife and technology and just like so good. They're 30-minute episodes. Wow. And it's awesome.
Okay.
So I would give that one 4.5 out of 5 afterlives.
Oh, wow. That's good. Mm-hmm. It must be really good.
I love it. I've been waiting for season 2 and they only gave us freaking 7 episodes. And like I said, 30-minute episodes, I finished it in literally like 3 hours.
I really don't like when they do that. I really don't. Like, it bothers me. I'm like, that is such a tease. That's not enough to, like, satisfy your binge-ness.
Nah. And I binged it so fast. Like, I was like, it's already over?
Yes.
So,
yeah. No.
I do suggest you watch that show. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
If you like technology and just, like, kind of cool, like, a cool plot line that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay.
Obviously, The Adam Project, great movie. Have you watched that yet?
No. I shouldn't admit that. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Ryan. You know, it's fine. Everybody else pretty much watched it. It was a really good one. It's a very good mix of different genres of movies, and I feel like it's one you could watch with your middle-aged children, like, I don't know, 6 and up. They'd probably understand it. I feel like...
Okay.
I'm also not a parent, so don't trust me. But I feel like, and I thought it was really good. And I just really love Ryan Reynolds. He's a great actor, in my opinion. That one I would give. I'm trying to remember all the different things in these things that I watched. 4 out of 5 spaceships.
Oh,
that one.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are all really good. All the things I watched were really good. I watched Turning Red on Disney. That's the one that has some controversy around it, which I don't really understand the controversy. That's just me. It's like a coming-of-age animated movie about pandas, and they're so cool. But I loved it. It was different for Disney. It was a different movie than they've probably put out before, in a sense. Different cultures and different exciting things in it. But because it's animated and stuff, I'd give it 3.5 out of 5 pandas. I think that's also what I ranked it on the show. Can't remember. Briefly talked about that one. But that was good. I don't think it's any reason you shouldn't watch it. I don't find the controversy in it.
I don't even know what kind of controversy there would be.
Parents were having some problems with it.
Oh, okay.
So, again, I was not a parent. I can't speak to that. But
gotcha, yeah.
For me, seeing it as a human person, I don't know. Also, people give me a hard time for using the word human.
Why?
I love saying human.
We are humans.
I don't know. I wrote in a Facebook post, like, talking about the mailbag one time. I think it was this week. And I was like, a human went out with whatever. And they're like, as opposed to what? An alien? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to mix up words so often on the page so it's not repetitive and we're not like using the same things over time. And so so many people are being smart Alex on there. And I'm like, yes, it's a freaking human. Okay. Whatever.
Oh my, okay. That's kind of funny. It.
I know.
That's kind of funny.
But yeah, they're like, as opposed to an alien.
Yeah.
Or what? Was it an amphibian? I'm like, well, you know what? Lately, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. You never know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of crazy news stories out there. It could be.
Whatever.
So you got to specify.
Yeah, so I just say human.
Human.
We're all human. It's our nature to the core. Yeah. Oh, whatever. I watched 21 Bridges on Netflix with Chadwick Boseman. R.I.P. I miss him.
I know.
He was a big actor. And so awesome. That was it was a really solid movie. So if you're in the mood for something serious that really reflects kind of what's happening in society in different senses, it's a great movie. It's an action one. And cool to see him on screen again since I think he shot this before the last movie that he shot before he passed.
That is that's really wild. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure that's kind of like weird to watch it.
Yeah, but he's so good, which is what makes it so sad. Mm-hmm. He had such a huge talent.
Aww.
And I think it's a couple years old, but yeah, it's a good movie. So 21 Bridges, if you want something a little more serious, but like cool. And I give that 3.5 out of 5 bridges. And then Peacemaker on HBO Max, which is super gory and a little NSFW. But
really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Yeah, like they make comments about a lot of things on there and stuff that it's definitely for the adult audience.
Gotcha. Did you like it?
And there's a lot of blowing off of things.
Oh.
Like dying, killing, things
okay.
like that.
I don't know if I'm
in It's pretty that. Violent, but it's also hilarious. I laughed out loud a lot.
But it's funny? Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you rate it?
I'd give that one 4 out of 5 eaglies.
Oh, so would you watch it again? Like it's one you would watch again?
I would, but at least now I know when they're happening so I can look away during that. I just don't like super gory things. It's too much for me.
I don't either. I know.
But it is good if you like the DC comics or if you're into superheroes at all. It's a funny one. Okay. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy meets the Suicide Squad. I know you don't get that reference, but I'm still saying it.
Oh my God,
anyway.
It actually makes me really mad that I just don't get any of this.
I know.
Like I sit here, it's like a different language. I'm like,
I just really need you to watch something.
I just can't.
I know.
I just can't sit there.
Your vibe, and that's okay. And
then, you know, I'm like, I need to be doing laundry or I should be doing this. I got to go do that.
Abby, I'm not going to push that vibe on you, but I want it for you.
No, it's a good vibe. Like, I need to learn to be able to just, like, relax and let my mind shut off for a little bit.
That's okay.
Oh.
I believe that you have plenty of other vibes going, so it's okay.
Thank you.
Well, shopping, coffee, and walks.
No, the shopping's what I need to not do. So I'll try to watch more of these. Thank you for your suggestion.
Some of them. You won't. It's fine. Coming in at number 1 on the best bits, though, was Tim Tebow. He came on. Y'all always love him. We have him on the show, and he's such a super nice guy, and his interview is always really cool. So we'll leave that one to itself. Abby, thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with me.
Thank you. It was fun.
I know. It's always fun. This one felt like really a roller coaster of girl talk.
I loved it. I know. Little behind the scenes to a girl's mind.
Yeah, I think I'm going off the rails a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because of how my body's feeling. It's fine.
Me too. I think we're like in the same boat. We're both just like, what's happening?
You know, like how girls match up on their periods? We're just matching up on life vibes.
We are. We're like our wavelength. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even know.
We're both right there. We're just like, oh, we're here. We're living. We're existing.
I don't think we're the only ones.
It's true.
I think there's a lot of people.
I don't think we are either. But tell the people where they can find you on social media.
Well, let's see. On Twitter, it's Singin' Abby. And then on Instagram is the Abby.Anderson1_. Might be changing it.
There it is. And make sure you listen for her national anthem on several radio stations.
I know. That was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Don't change really the station awesome. So it can go up the charts.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Request it.
Do it.
Call
Request.
In.
That'll be great.
Request it.
And I am at Webgirl Morgan on all the things. And obviously the show is at Bobby Bones Show on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all the things. Same with mine. Abby, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you.
It's been a fun, long time, and I hope everybody loved this.
I know, I do too.
I think they did, though.
Woo-woo.
All right.
Had to have.
Have a great weekend, y'all. Bye.
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 The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.